You ever watch those movies and maybe like there's a person, a character in the movie that has a profession that is your profession. And you're like, that is not what we do at all. That doesn't happen.
For sure.
So Netflix has this movie called Midnight at the Magnolia. And it's about a Chicago radio morning show. It's a guy and a girl. We'll call them Ben and Kelly.
And okay.
They are, again, like you and I, they are not a couple. They are not together. But
okay.
They think that if they pretend they are, they will endear themselves to the audience and then become syndicated. Let me play for you the first part of this trailer for Midnight at the Magnolia.
You know, for two people that make a living giving relationship advice, we're sure not very good at relationships. What could possibly be funny right now?
A fan just tweeted she thinks you and I should be together, and I got like 2,000 likes.
No, a fan just tweeted us and thinks that we should be together. It got like 2,000 likes. Okay.
Yeah, I know. They've wanted us to be together ever since we started.
That's it.
What's it?
What if, on New Year's Eve, you and I surprise the fans by telling them that we are together?
What? Jack, no.
Think about it. The fans will go wild. It'd be front page news.
Front page news. If this radio morning show in Chicago announced that they were going to become a couple on New Year's Eve.
We get crazy ratings and the execs would see how many people care about our show. It's a no-brainer.
This is insane.
Okay.
It's a no-brainer. He said it's a no-brainer.
It's a ratings ploy. People would love it. The execs, the radio execs would love it. They would think how crazy. These fans love this show so much.
You mean genius?
You're actually serious about this, aren't you?
Satellite radio, Maggie.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to get syndicated. It'll be great. This is insane. So, like, I saw this and I was like, man, I kind of like seeing shows about radio and like movies about radio because a lot of times they miss the mark. But this seems to miss the mark by a mile.
That is so spectacular. Like, let's set the record right here that we have never gotten so desperate to try to get listeners to where we're like, okay, what can we do that will get us on the news? Oh, I know. Let's have an affair.
Front page news, nonetheless. Could you imagine the Courier Journal? Front page news. Ben and Kelly. Like, never. It would be local morning show
on
local radio station. So, yeah, anyway.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, we never really get named.
No, we never get named.
Good
Absolutely
stuff that we end
not.
Up doing in the community.
Yeah,
let
yeah.
alone scandalous, like fake scandals.
So, anyways, I thought that, and I thought, you know, how many people are like, you know, an accountant or you know a vet or something, and they see these shows or these movies about that have the profession in it, and they're like, oh my gosh, that is so wrong.
But the shows like Grey's Anatomy and stuff where you have all of the romance
right.
stuff that like never happens in real hospitals.
Hang on.
Right?
Hang
Most
on.
Of the time.
Hang on. I'm going to stop you right there.
What?
Because I know for a fact that some of that stuff actually happens.
Oh, snap. You guys are sassy.
I know for a fact because I have a really good friend, my best friend, if I should be so bold, who is a doctor who knows things.
Dr. Mike?
Yeah. So anyways, I'm just going to leave that at its best. But I'll tweet this movie trailer out so you can kind of see it too. And just know that, as Kelly said, we have never stooped to that level to get ratings. Pretend to be people we are not.
But listen, are we doing it wrong? Should we start?
I was going to say, maybe we should start.
Are they onto something?